It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki's, Sam, and Andy's To Tell the Truth.
All right, last week with To Tell the Truth, Andy was the only one who got it right.
Yes,
right?
I'm 1-0.
Okay.
That's why he's loving the game so much.
Yeah, partly.
All right, so we have a stranger walking in the studio, right? Okay, we know it's a male. Mm-hmm. A stranger walking in the studio. They're going to tell us an amazing story. You have to decide, and we'll give our guesses as well, whether or not they're telling the truth or they're lying. You can text along at 92925. Okay, to start, let us know who you are. Introduce yourself.
My name is Sid Ahmed, and I hold the unofficial Canadian record for the most consecutive number of hours without sleep.
Okay, so if it's unofficial, like, who decided this? Just you?
I had applied to the Guinness Records. And currently we're just waiting. We're just waiting until we're I'm recognized for what I've done.
If you hold this unofficial record, what is the record? How long did you go?
I went 9 days, 10 hours, and 37 minutes.
9 days, Come 10 on. Hours, and 37 minutes.
No sleep. If you don't believe me, I know that people in listening to the radio cannot see the bags under my eyes.
He looks pretty tired.
Yeah.
I look pretty tired.
Wait, did you just recently do this?
Are you coming
up? I wish. I tried to recreate it. It only, you know how they say magic only happens once? That's pretty much.
Yeah, my girlfriend says it all the time.
Oh, God.
She's a lucky woman.
But what was the record before you broke it?
Currently, the world record is 11 days.
11. Straight. Okay.
And the 11-day straight record was broken by this gentleman named Randy Gardner.
Okay.
He was a high school student from San Diego.
What did you do while you were awake for nearly 9.5 days? How did you spend that time?
It's crazy. So, it was not intentional.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I was in my med school. This was my fourth year of med school at McGill.
Right.
So, I was doing my clerkship. And what happens is, each shift that we have over there, at that time, I was spending 72 hours per shift.
Ooh.
Just so, do you guys want the full details? Do we have time for that?
No. Let's move on. I have a question. Did you gain weight? Because I can only imagine, number one, cortisol is like pumping through your body. It's not good for you to be up for
circadian
that many hours.
Systems
and
all over the place.
I can only imagine how much you ate if you're awake for that long, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you do when you're bored? Sometimes people eat.
So, I was constantly on the run.
Okay.
This was like consecutive shifts, 72 hours. And then we were supposed to finish. Then I had to do 72 hours more.
Did you die?
I am dead right
you
now.
you saw the light.
I saw the light.
Yeah. Do you remember the moment that you fell asleep? What was that moment like?
Awesome. So check it out. So by this time, all my friends know.
Mm-hmm.
By the weekend, all my friends know. My colleagues know. As soon as I went back home, oh my God, it was straight 13 and a half hours.
Bliss.
That's it?
Yeah.
I do that on a Saturday morning.
This is the problem. You can't live like a human being. These med students, these residency people, it's crazy.
Okay.
Last question. Did you have any crazy hallucinations?
After
4 days.
Oh,
so what did you hallucinate about?
I'll tell you the things that you feel, and I know you guys have experienced this too. When you do not sleep for a very long hours, you feel like some electrical, like, pulses running through
your nervous system's all messed up.
It's kind of like a high almost. You know, you feel
light. You get manic. Some people get manic from lack of sleep.
They call it exhaustion high.
Yeah,
imagine that exhaustion high kicking in full gear.
Wow. Okay.
You saw dragons, didn't you?
I did.
All right.
And that's how we have a Game of Thrones.
He says he has stayed awake longer than anybody in Canadian history. 9 days, 10 hours and 37 minutes to
that
be exact.
Correct.
Is he telling the truth or not?
I
we
want to
know what you think. You can
you
text
think?
Us at 92925. We're going to take our guesses and we're going to reveal the truth as well.
Yeah, I don't know if this is more of a guess or she's just not impressed, but this texter says, that guy's got nothing on new mommies. I haven't slept in a year.
This guy says he did not. He would be dead.
Okay.
I kind of agree with you.
This person said he's telling the truth or he did a lot of research if he wasn't.
Yeah, he did have a lot of facts.
All right, it's time to take our guesses. I'm always so bad at this. Andy, do you want to go first?
I am going to go with no. You're not telling the truth. I can't see you being allowed to work at a hospital and have people's lives in your hands on no sleep for over 9 days.
Good point.
Mind you, this was an internship.
I don't care.
So he wasn't actually like doing surgeries or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that you're lying too. When you first came in, you're like, see these bags under my eyes? I'm like, yeah, I have bags under my eyes too, but I haven't been awake for 10 days. So I don't know that someone would be alive or sane or maybe become a doctor either if they've been awake for almost 10 days straight.
I thought this was an obvious choice and I'm surprised you guys went no because I
think for fleas.
Sure. This guy's telling the truth.
You do.
First of all, you are crazy. I love it. And I know the hours. I have friends that did residencies and you do not sleep. And I figure you probably got into a state of mind where you said to yourself, hey, I could actually, you know, let this ride and just do it. And I believe all the stories, the hallucination.
It wasn't intentional, mind you.
Whatever, Sid. So Sam is saying you're telling the truth. Andy and I both think you're lying. Sid, will you please reveal the honest truth right now?
I did not break the unofficial. Oh,
yes!
But you're a good man.
You're breaking my heart, man.
2-0 by Andy Man.
I finally won one.
Yes.
Have you ever stayed up a long time or anything?
I have. In fact, yes, I have stayed up a long time. I did go to McGill. No, okay. I'm not a doctor. I'm working in clinical research. I'm working in neuroscience.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, but like the amount of time I have stayed up, 4 days.
Okay, that's still
four days
crazy.
Is four days. You either have done something close, if you think about it, back in university. It's not abnormal.
No, really? I have not done anything close to that.
Well, Sid, it was nice to meet you. You're a great liar.
Yep.
Thank you.
You made a try.
Thanks for finally making me a winner on To Tell the Truth. Yeah. It does feel good.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
It was such a pleasure.
People are on the text line right now are like, I told you so. Yeah,
I knew it.
Apparently, residents don't do more than 48-hour shifts. So that was the dead giveaway right there.
Well, you'd only known.
Had we gone to med school, we wouldn't have known that.
Now you know.